And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM. I'm your guest host today. I'm Brian Burkle. And welcome to Thursday, September 5th. The summer is closing down, but we're getting into what a beautiful week we've had as our autumn is approaching quickly. We are, as always, we are live and local this morning at our WTBR studio on Federico Drive. And before we get into our conversation with our guest, Christian Bianchi from the YMCA here in Pittsfield, we are going to do a quick check with the national weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, sounds pretty nice. We'll take it. So, this morning our guest is Christian Bianchi. He's the new executive director for the YMCA here in Pittsfield. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Brian.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Before we get into talking about the Y and all the amazing things that you guys do and provide for our community, I do just want to take just a minute to address the fact that this is September, which is the Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And I'm speaking from some involvement that I engage in with the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention, as well as a couple other organizations here in Berkshire County that are focused on mental health and mental wellness. So one thing I want to just bring to everybody's attention, being Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, the coalition is helping out with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention this Saturday with the annual AFSP walk. It's called Out of Darkness Walk, and that's going to be at the Commons over in Pittsfield on First Street. And it's an annual event. It's the money that gets raised goes to AFSP, and some of it comes back here to the Berkshires to some of the initiatives that we do here in Berkshire County to focus on suicide awareness. The registration's at 9 o'clock. You can go online. It's afsp.org / Berkshire Walk. Or you can go to the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention website, and you can find links there. You can form your own team. You can join another team. You can make a donation. Fundraising, there's no fee. There's no minimum amount. I think it's maybe $150 per team or per team member if you want a t-shirt. But other than that, there's no minimum fee to start up a team. And it's a 1 mile walk. It's a dog friendly event. It's just, we start in the Commons. I believe it goes down North Street and comes back to the Commons. There's some speakers just before the walk, some inspirational speakers, people who have suffered loss by suicide or have struggled with suicidal ideations. So if you are available, and if you're interested in this, that is this Saturday morning in the Commons. Some other events that are coming up, again, speaking from my personal involvement with these organizations, there's Berkshire Horseworks, which is located down in Richmond. And Berkshire Horseworks is equine-assisted psychotherapy programming, and they've helped many people with their mental health. That organization has a gala event coming up on September 20th down at the Undermountain Farm in Lenox. So if you're interested in attending that gala or learning more about Berkshire Horseworks, you can visit the website, berkshirehorseworks.com. So again, our guest today is Christian Bianchi. Christian, hello again.
Hey, Brian. Thank you. Just real quick, thank you for letting people know about those events. They're very important for our community. Mm-hmm. I have a Out of Darkness Walk sign on my on my front lawn.
Yep.
My mother-in-law brought it over for me, and it just great organizations. Berkshire Horseworks as well, great organizations to support. They're doing really important work for individuals that are going through mental health concerns. So Hopefully people listening today can go support them. They do a lot for our community.
And your background, of course, you know, you and I got to know each other the past couple of years because you were at the Breen Center for a number of years. So I know you respect this conversation from your experiences there.
It's, you know, it's, to be honest with you, it, you know, it still impacts the work that I do.
Sure.
And a lot I learned from Breen Center helps in the role that I have, both, you know, just helping staff, you know, that might need an outlet for mental health concerns or substance use for that matter, right? With something that any one of us can go through. And then we also have, you know, residents that live upstairs that, you know, it's, you know, low income housing. So those individuals have different, you know, different things going on in their lives as well. And we try to help them to the best of our ability. So it's really important. And just, you know, continue. I think it takes a village to solve that.
Sure it does. Yeah. So the why. So how long have you been here with the Y now?
I've been with the Y since December.
Yeah.
So it's 10 months.
Yeah, that's a good run.
I think it was December 12th was when I started under Jess and learned under her for about 3 weeks. Really longer than that. She works for the Mass Alliance of YMCAs now, which Mass Alliance oversees the 28 YMCAs in Massachusetts. So she's the operations director for them, and they're a wonderful organization as well that, you know, really advocate for the local YMCAs on the state level. So they help with public policy. And so Jess and I talk pretty regularly, but she's doing a wonderful job at the things she's doing now and was very helpful to acclimating me to the role.
Right. So there's 28 YMCAs in Massachusetts?
Yeah, several more branches than that, but 28 actual organizations. Mm-hmm. They call them associations.
Yep. So let me ask you, how long has it, or does this still happen whenever you say YMCA? Does the song ring into your head?
It does.
Do you feel compelled to put your arms up in the shapes of the letters?
It does. And to be honest with you, we really lean into it. So our 4th of July parade, I didn't know this before I agreed to doing it. not that it would change me doing it again, but they play the YMCA song the entire time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my kids love it.
Yeah.
And so as long as they love it, we'll keep playing it.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of goes with it. It's hard to say YMCA without thinking of the song.
It is.
Yeah. But there's so much more to think about when we do talk about the YMCA. So that's what we want to talk about today. So where would you like to start as far as informing us about what's going on here at the Pittsfield YMCA?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, you know, if I'm being honest, and you know, we're in our communities, you know, obviously, excuse me, for us, it's not just Pittsfield, right? It's Northern Berkshire, and it's also Bennington, Vermont. We really care about the communities that we work in, and, you know, we're doing the best to make those communities whole where we can, right? I think that I was saying this to someone yesterday, actually. The greatest part about the YMCA is also the most difficult part of the YMCA. You know, we can serve cradle to cane. Okay, so we could serve a newborn all the way up to, unlimited age, right?
Right.
And realistically, we can do, you know, nearly any programming that we believe would fit into the community's needs. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to duplicate efforts or anything like that, but it's difficult because we want to make sure that we're doing enough programming to make everybody happy. But, you know, as you know, hiring enough staff for a fairly lean nonprofit organization is a difficult thing. So you can only do as much as your staff will allow you to. And, you know, the good thing for me is I learned from a few really good leaders, but in this community, Chris McBeth was a great resource for me, and just a great mentor during my time at Breen. She was able to kind of show me how to balance that to the best of your ability and also recognizing that you're not going to be perfect. But, we do everything ranging from, you know, fitness to group exercise, water aerobics. We offer plenty of youth programming. Mm-hmm. You know, we understand the importance of, obviously, of youth development. So, you know, we have a wide array of different things that we're offering. And, you know, recently we've promoted a few people. We've hired a few new people that, mm-hmm. that we think are going to do really good things for us.
Are you looking for additional staff currently?
Yeah, I think, you know, if I'm being honest, we're always looking for new staff. Mm-hmm. You know, talented people are really good to have at your disposal. So, if there's honestly, I'm open to discussion too. If there are roles that, you know, people in the community feel like we don't have that we should add, it's certainly worth a conversation. A lot of the roles we do have can, you know, I hate to say this, but quote, justify their salary, mm-hmm. with the work that they're doing. Right. Mm-hmm. The better the work, the more people we get into the building, and the easier it is to justify. So, yeah, absolutely. Always willing to hear ideas as well.
And do you have, any openings posted on your website that people go to see if there's a position that maybe they could fill?
Absolutely. And, you know, something I will say, you know, childcare is obviously a huge important piece of what we do. Our leader, director Lori Vannuni, has been doing it for a very long time, you know, over 30 years, mm-hmm. and she's wonderful. And then her assistant director Amanda Middleton, who was promoted pretty early on during my tenure, just for the work she was doing, two incredible people that, you know, lead by example, but they also really care about their staff. And so if you're looking to get into an environment in childcare that's, you know, both helpful, we're looking out for the best interest of them, of the staff, you know, and a testament to that, we're actually doing, we just announced this to our family so I can make it public. We're actually doing a year-end shutdown for those childcare workers. They are, I think my wife is a stay-at-home mom, so she looks up a lot of these statistics, but, you know, childcare staff or stay-at-home moms, especially if you have multiple kids, you're 400 times more stimulated during a day than even your most busy CEOs. Mm. So, you know, we understand the importance of giving these people a break.
Right.
In order for them to do the best work that they can. And so they're going to have Christmas to New Year's off, mm-hmm. Paid.
Nice.
And, you know, it's something that we want to make sure that the childcare staff out there in our community, mm-hmm. Know that the YMCA is a place that they can go, and we will be taking care of their mental health, and just making sure that they're comfortable and happy in the workplace.
Yeah, and that's important that they feel cared for, respected, and that they're getting the break that they need and deserve. You know, that's hard work.
It's very hard work. Mm-hmm. I go into the room for, you know, a room for about 10 minutes and I'm exhausted by the time I leave. So it's very hard work.
Yeah. I'm glad they're there. So that's about your staffing. Tell me about how the general public can engage. Tell me a little bit more about membership. Mm-hmm. How do you become a member?
Yeah, you can always come into the branch, mm-hmm. Any one of our branches, like I said, you know, Bennington, and Pittsfield primarily for membership right now. In Northern Berkshire, we have sort of a different operation. It's really right now focused on school age kids at MCLA. But, you know, either our Pittsfield location or our Bennington location, you can call to get a membership. It's currently, you know, for full mm-hmm. price is $37 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, in a lot of cases that's based off of income, right? So if you fall below a certain income, and I don't remember what that is off the top of my head, there is opportunity for scholarship, which is, you know, in large part what our annual campaign has been focused on. Mm-hmm. I think we, you know, in our annual meeting, I think it was we gave out $191,000 in scholarship money last year to members, to childcare folks.
In Berkshire County,
in our entire association.
So, oh, okay, okay.
The three branches, but so that was able to make a significant impact on a lot of people's lives, mm-hmm. and you know, I think we're starting to realize. You know, keep going back to mental health, but you know, if you're exercising regularly, mm-hmm. you know, your chances of having better mental health significantly increase. So, you know, even using things like the sauna or the steam room, mm-hmm. which we have available to us at least Bennington, and Pittsfield, you know, they're finding that it decreases your risk of heart attacks and things like that. So there's a lot of things. The pool is amazing for joint pain,
mm-hmm.
You know, and just pain management in general. There are a ton of people that swim in our pool that have regularly told me it's the only thing that can decrease the pain that they have when they wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing to hear. We're providing a resource. And so, yeah, $37 a month, but it can trickle on down from that. And then, of course, there are family memberships as well. And, you know, kids get factored in all of that. But all you have to do to find more details on that. You can either come into any one of the two branches and take a tour.
Mm-hmm.
We're always happy to give you a tour, and then you can also call and do it from there. But you know, the one thing I will say, you know, we have a lot of great fitness centers in Pittsfield, you know, in Bennington. You know, I would say that, you know, the rec center up there, Bennington Rec Center, is you know, somewhere near the you know, the very top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the place that a bunch of people in Bennington go. We have a lot of different options in Pittsfield, you know, 40,000 people as opposed to 13. So there are plenty of options out there for folks to exercise. You know, Nautilus is right down the street. You know, and I say to people, what differentiates us is that we're really a community resource. Mm-hmm. As much as we are a fitness center. You know, if you have kids, it's logical, because you're probably going to be doing youth program through the Y. And if you're looking for a pool, mm-hmm. we have that. We have a beautiful indoor track now. So if people are looking to, have somewhere to walk in the wintertime, it also has a view of Bosque while you're taking a walk. It's very nice.
Now, is that, the one that's above the, basketball court?
It is.
Okay. So it circles the basketball court?
It does. Yeah. It does. And actually, if you want to sign your kids up for basketball, you can walk on a track while you watch them play. It's actually a really great situation for folks who want to move while their kids are practicing or playing a game. Mm-hmm. And so that's a nice resource to have.
Yeah. So with that membership, that includes the different exercise classes, or are those something above and beyond if you sign up for the classes? How does that work?
Yeah, those are separate. It would be an extra cost. So our group exercise, we have a few different folks that do them, depending on if it's, you know, water or, you know, typically in our auditorium. But for the most part, Mary Ellen McNeese and then Tracy Nichols are the two that do most of our in Pittsfield, and then, you know, there's a few up in Bennington, but Wendy Scott comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic people. They make people's lives better every day in our building. And it shows, not just, you know, not just in the work that they do, but in their personalities. The three of them love to help people. And when you talk to them, it kind of radiates out of their smiles, and they're just three great people that if you are looking to get into some type of group class, you know, we do have several people right now that are doing some great work.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to recap for anybody who's just joining us here on the Morning Drive. Our guest is Christian Bianchi. He's the executive director for the YMCA here in Berkshire County. So Christian, with some of the programming that you have there, you definitely mentioned childcare. There's also some other programming for other youth, right? Like after school type programming. Is that right? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Those are two of my more favorite programs. You know, so our childcare, infants, toddlers, preschool,
mm-hmm.
and we're very fortunate that, you know, in a lot of cases we can do a sort of a continuum of care. That we do a school age program. So for those folks, and a lot of them end up going to our summer camp, of course, at Berkshire Community College, or again in Bennington or Northern Berkshire. But yeah, that the school age program is 7 to 8:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
we have several kids that come into the branch in Pittsfield, and you know, again, the branch in Bennington, and then we also do before and after school programming at I think it's five or six schools between the towns that we serve. So we bring the programming to them.
Yeah,
and that's an agreement with the Pittsfield Public Schools that Jess Rumlow was able to get into place, and it's been vastly important for families who need to go to work early or mm-hmm. get out of work late. And there, you know, if I'm being honest, there are not a ton of places that offer both. In most cases, it's after school programs. Mm-hmm. And so that hour and a half before school is vastly important. And, you know, now that I'm a dad of four, I recognize that. I recognize that. But yeah, so, that idea of continuum of care, right? So we do our child care, we do school age, and then we also do plenty of youth programming within the building for those school age kids. So if they opt to stay with us while they do school age, some kids are there in the morning, in the afternoon, and then night for basketball or whatever else they might be doing. And you know, I have to say it because it's, you know, obviously my, you know, I do a drop of my family here, but the Bianchi Barbarotta Foundation, right, and the work that they've done over the years has kind of shown me this idea that youth development's more important than anything in the world. And I really truly believe that. You know, if we're taking care of kids at their youngest ages and their formidable years from a child care, school age perspective, and we are actively showing them that we care, they have a higher chance of success.
Yeah, of course.
And so we want to make sure that we're really honing in on that, mm-hmm. so that we can continue to help the Berkshires thrive, you know, now and in the future, right? They're our future. So, yeah, if you're looking to get into youth programming, you know, I think that the YMCA is a great option for your kids of any skill level, any, mm-hmm. you know, for some parents out there, I've had plenty of conversations with parents. If you think your kid is difficult, it's okay. Mm-hmm. That's our job as coaches and as educators, really, to help figure out what makes them click. And it's honestly exciting to try to figure that out. So
yeah,
there's a lot of great things going on.
Yeah, and as you said, I mean, there are a lot of things available here in Berkshire County for youth. It's just a matter of being educated in knowing what's out there. You know, and I know that obviously there are some kids who just, as much as even if they'd want to go, and it has nothing to do with finance, because things can always be scholarshiped and you can always make arrangements to help people out. But, you know, unfortunately, sometimes there's kids who just their home life just doesn't allow them to be able to get out. They have maybe some responsibilities that have been put on them, maybe a little prematurely. And that they don't have that freedom, unfortunately, to get out. But it's important to at least let people know what these services are, like the Y, Boys and Girls Club, PCC. You know, there's so many different organizations around here that do offer services for kids, to give them a different perspective, to give them some other opportunities. So I think we're very fortunate to have the YMCA here in Pittsfield to be one of those providers.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Boys and Girls Club too. Like, you know, a lot of people think there's this underlying competition between the two of us, and you know, I think Joe would agree, and I've had this conversation with him, so I know he would agree. Like, you know, to the degree that all we care about is that kids are getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I care about. That's all Joe cares about. And so whether you choose the Boys and Girls Club or the Berkshire Family YMCA, if you're looking for that type of an outlet, if you need help, you know, let us know. Cost is never prohibitive for our organization. So, but you did mention transportation, which, you know, I think the good thing about our two organizations is that we're, you know, in the heart of downtown Pittsfield. So,
yeah.
You know, for a lot of people, we are within walking distance. You know, not obviously not necessarily for the youngest of kids, but you know, certainly for you know, 10 to, you know, 17 year olds, we're very easy to access.
Yeah, that's right. You are nicely, centrally located in Pittsfield. So, like you said, a lot of easy access. And, I mean, are there other means like B-Bus or anything else that goes around Pittsfield that comes to the Y?
Yeah, you could do the public transportation and get to the Berkshire Family YMCA, you know, via the stops on North Street. So that is definitely an option for families, and I do know that there are some people in our community that certainly take advantage of that.
So, you know, obviously we're talking about youth and all the things that the YMCA can provide, right? But you also have a lot of programming, like you said, for all ages. And I think you have a program called Silver Sneakers. What's that? What's that about?
Tracy Nichols runs that. That is I'll call it a high intensity class for, you know, what I would say, you know, typically targets, you know, the older folks. So, you know, I'd likely say anyone like 50 and above. Mm-hmm. And it's a great workout. You don't need to wear silver sneakers. You can wear any color sneakers you want. It's all a lot on your feet, mm-hmm. and moving around and getting a sweat, which, as I mentioned before, Tracy and Mary Ellen are wonderful at. So, definitely, you know, those group exercise classes, they range in size, right? Depending mm-hmm. on what people are interested in, but we could have three people in the class all the way up to, you know, 25, 30. So, you know, if you want to try one of those classes, you're just looking to see if it's something that will fit for you, you know, happy to have you in and talk to you about the benefits of each one of them.
Right.
Just, you know, again, stop in and you can definitely get a consultation with, you know, one of our Group X staff.
Right. And again, touching on, you know, September being Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, you know, a big part of suicide prevention is engagement with other people. Right, just getting out of isolation. So programming like that, all your programming is meant to bring people together, get them out of the house, engage with different people. Again, win-win-win as far as mental health goes. So again, fantastic that these programs are there. They have social impacts. They have economic impacts, physical health, mental health. I mean, it's just win across the board. So it's fantastic you guys have all these programming.
Ever since Dr. Michael's talks that I was fortunate to be a part of during my time at Breen, the Harvard 100-year study, you know, the number one indicator of a long and happy life is good relationships.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And even more so than exercise, even more so than swimming in the pool, all those things, right? It's actually on the flip side of that, toxic or bad relationships, you know, she had a bunch of statistics, but it's worse than smoking like a pack of cigarettes mm-hmm. a day and mm-hmm. things like that. So, right. You know, at the Y, you know, to that point, we're also trying to, on a day-to-day, build good relationships with our members so that they feel more whole no matter what's going on.
Yeah, welcomed. Yep, they feel part of it. They feel part of the bigger organization. Yep. So, you know, on that again, too, with just being this month, September, one thing I did not mention at the beginning is that one of the greatest resources when it comes to suicide prevention is the national number 988. We do have, locally, we have lots of great resources, too, one being, of course, the Breen Center, going back to your old haunt. And the crisis number for the Breen Center is 800-252-0227. And they do have a 24/7 clinic on Fenn Street that is a walk-in. So if somebody's at risk, don't hesitate to reach out and take advantage of that.
If I could put a quick drop into the Breen Center right now, mm-hmm. actually, one of our residents was struggling with a mental health crisis. A bunch of the other residents in the facility had let us know
mm-hmm.
Someone that they, you know, individually cared about because, mm-hmm. you know, they're spending their time with this individual. I called the Breen Center. I actually also texted with, you know, one of my old colleagues there who, her name is Becca Phelps. She runs the, crisis department. They responded immediately, showed up at site to knock on his door mm-hmm. to try to do a wellness check. and although he did not open the door by his right, Breen Center was right there to answer the call. And mm-hmm. so absolutely the crisis hotline is a really important aspect of our community.
Yeah. And that 988, that's not just for someone who's in the throes of crisis. That can be, you know, you're just having a tough day. Or literally, it can be one of those situations where you're calling for a friend, like actually calling for a friend. If you just have somebody you're concerned about, you can reach out to 988. One of their professionals can give you some guidance as to what to do. And ultimately, the purpose of 988 is to redirect you. It's a national number, but it'll redirect you to local resources going forward. So we are coming up on the top of the hour. So we're going to pause for a station ID and thank our underwriters. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Christian Bianchi. He's the executive director for the YMCA here in Pittsfield. And we will return. You are listening to WTBR 89.7.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Whoa, like what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
The motto of the Lions Club is "We Serve." And for 99 years, the Pittsfield Lions Club has served our neighbors and aided causes both globally and right here in Berkshire County. Join the Pittsfield Lions Club as we grow our membership to explore new opportunities to serve our community while we prepare to celebrate our first century of service in the Berkshires. To learn more, please visit www.pittsfieldlionsclub.org or follow us on Facebook. Thank you.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back. And Christian, I've learned to wait until after that horn goes. I think the first half dozen times I was here, I was speaking and then realized, oh, it's honking at me here. So anyway, I'm getting better at that. I wait till after the horn. So again, this is the Morning Drive. Our guest today is Christian Bianchi. He's the executive director for the YMCA here in the Berkshires. I am your guest host, Brian Burkle. And we're looking at a beautiful day out here, but we're going to check with the National Weather Service and see what they have to say officially.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. I think I could sum that up with just saying, nice. We'll just go with that. Nice. Very nice. We'll bump it up to very nice.
How's that? Perfect. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just beautiful autumn weather. Well, still summer. Still summer.
Lucky.
Not trying to get ahead of myself or anybody's seasons here, but let's face it, we're getting close. So Christian, you've been with the Y now for about 10 months as executive director. And if we're talking about history, I just want to touch base real quick a little bit about the Y. So I guess the Y has been around as an institution. It's the Young Men's Christian Association is what that stands for. So actually, your name is right in there. So you're the perfect fit for this, obviously, right?
Exactly.
And it was actually formed in Europe back in 1844. So actually, we're coming up on a 200-year anniversary in 20 years, if you consider that near. And what's interesting is that you said there were 28 sites here in Massachusetts. And when we talk about it being international, there's tens of thousands around the world. But of those 28 here in Massachusetts, the very first in the United States was actually in Boston. It was established in 1953 at the old South Church. So right here in Massachusetts is where the first Y came to be.
It's a beautiful church, too.
Yeah, yep. So obviously that's a long time, but you've got 10 months under your belt. You're not as long as the place has been around, obviously. But you've got good 10 months under your belt. I'm sure you've had a lot of tough decisions that you've had to make along the way, being in your role as it kind of goes along with the job of executive director. Can you tell me anything in particular that's been a challenge for you? Or
yeah, and just quickly before I get into that, so the Y is the sixth most recognizable brand in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been around for a long time. And you know, Young Men's Christians Association, you know, is obviously still the acronym. They sort of rebranded themselves to more focus on Y,
mm-hmm.
The Y part of it. You know, as you know, times have kind of evolved and changed. And you know, I think the one beautiful thing is that we're rooted, very rooted in Christian values. You know, a lot of the things that are a focal point for us are rooted in those very same beliefs. And so, you know, it's a wonderful organization to be a part of, and I'm very fortunate to have been put into the role that I'm in. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, several difficult decisions, I would say, since I started in December. And I'd have to say, though, the most difficult one is trying to figure out which lunch spot I want to go to on North Street. There are so many good food spots right now. I don't know if you've been to Marie's.
Yeah.
Awesome sandwich spot. You know, Espetino is an amazing, you know, lunch location. Patrick's Pub is obviously tried and true. So you have a ton of great options. But no, in all seriousness, you know, I feel like sometimes every decision that we make at the leadership level has a domino effect. And so I would definitely say that every decision that we make is, you know, at that level can sometimes weigh on you. I mean, even the decision to do the year-end shutdown to help our staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like someone's probably going to, one of our families might be affected by that, right? We haven't heard that from anyone that's the case. In fact, we've heard quite the opposite, you know, good, you're giving them a break kind of thing. But every decision you make is going to have a consequence or an effect.
Sure.
And so early on, of course, you know, it was quite highly publicized. Our decision to transition out of the branch in Northern Berkshire, you know, for the most part, citing capital, infrastructure issues, both with the pool roof and other. And, our decision was, as holistic, I think, as it gets. We felt like we were not doing the best work that we could for that community from that building. Mm-hmm. Our reputation was sort of being tainted, if you will, not by fault of anyone in particular, just an old building starting to kind of foul on us.
So a facilities
issue. Yep. Yeah. And so, our decision was really a way for both us and the city of North Adams, they own the building, to reset, from everything I understand, the mayor and her team have done a really good job improving the building. The pool roof, from what I understand, is fixed. And so that's wonderful for them. We wish them the best in finding a path forward for that space. But we were able to transition and build a partnership with the Massachusetts College for Liberal Arts. And that partnership has thrived.
Mm-hmm.
They brought us, in, I want to say it was March. It was either March or April to run a school age program there for the families that we were serving in the Y building.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 40 families at the time. And we were able to transition that care into a summer camp at Massachusetts College for Liberal Arts. And that blossomed. We had more campers, in Northern Berkshire than we've had in a few years. Mm-hmm. And so that was nice to see the spike. And our families, really were happy with the work that Elizabeth Baker was another early hire of mine. And actually, Joanne DeRosa, one of our board members, she works for National Grid. She's wonderful. She had recommended Liz for the branch director position up there because she thought she could do amazing work. And she was right. Liz has taken the opportunity that we gave her and made it her own and been a very strong leader for our we have very young staff up there right now.
Mm-hmm.
It shows in the care that they're providing for our kids and for our families. And we think because of the way we've been able to recreate and rebrand and reimagine ourselves, we think we've created a better reputation in that community. And we're going to continue to do very positive things. Mm-hmm. We're talking with other nonprofit organizations in that area. We're talking with Northern Berkshire Community Coalition on potentially doing a hiking club for kids in Northern Berkshire, or at least helping NBCC do that.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that we can get a team in the Armory's basketball program and support that organization because, the Armory's been doing an amazing job providing kids, a place to go and hang out, but also, get better at basketball.
Right. So a lot of collaboration.
Tons, and as you know, and I think I harped on this a lot when you and I started doing some partnership things.
Mm-hmm.
We too often get stuck in our lanes and want to do everything ourselves. And, I think the beautiful part about the Berkshires is that if you reach out to someone, they're, in large part going to help you. And so, why not partner with other nonprofits to do good work? Obviously we did the Carnival together, right, which brought in a ton of different nonprofits and gave them exposure,
mm-hmm,
and helped the community. And so, taking that same philosophy that, again, was kind of instilled in me at Breen Center and utilizing it at the Y, we partnered with Miraval this spring to do a golf clinic.
Mm-hmm.
For 14 kids from the ages of 7 to 13 went and learned to play golf for once a week for 4 weeks. It was a pilot. Yeah. and we hope that grows, right? You mm-hmm. closing an opportunity gap, right? Youth golf is not really a prevalent thing in the Berkshires, and so we're trying to increase awareness for it. It's a great game, and maybe mm-hmm. if you reach out and ask organizations like Miraval, they might be willing to take part in it.
Yeah, so. How can they lose introducing, you know, next generation to something and giving people an opportunity that they may not otherwise have to experiment with that, explore that. So
yeah, it was wonderful. So anyways, going back to Northern Berkshire, we were doing great work. We're happy to be there. We promised people we were not leaving. Mm-hmm. It's just we're going to be appearing in different ways. And so we hope that people in Northern Berkshire, and if there's volunteers out there or people out there that have, you know, great ideas of programming that they want from us,
yeah,
you know, feel free to shoot me an email and we'll try to make it happen.
And so how would they do that? How would they reach out?
So my email is cbianchi. So cbianchi, and that's bfymca.org.
And just to clarify, our guest is Christian Bianchi. You just heard his email address. Christian is the executive director for the YMCA here in Berkshire County. So just to our viewers, our listeners, who could become viewers, that's where I was going with this, is just a reminder that all of these morning drive episodes are recorded, and if you wanted to, you can always watch us again later on PCTV. So all the episodes with Bill Sturgeon or Sean Sear and Donatan Rivers and myself, you can find all of those on there. So if there's a subject matter or a guest that you as you're commuting back and forth, you only got to listen to 5-10 minutes and you want to see the whole show, just visit us at PCTV on our website. So, Christian, so there's a number of programs coming up in the next couple months. I saw on your website a couple of different things that are coming up, events that I was hoping we could just kind of talk about. I see, for one, you've got something called the Pumpkin Splash. What's that about?
The fall event. Mm-hmm. It has to do with pumpkins in the pool. I don't want to get into too much detail, so it's a lot of fun. Kids really like the event. I would highly recommend for families to take part in that. Mm-hmm. There's actually a similar event in the winter called Splashmas, where mm-hmm. In that case it's Santa Claus and a pool. So
is Santa in the pool?
He is. Okay. And you actually get a photo opportunity with him. He's a scuba diving Santa, mm-hmm. so he can breathe underwater. He's quite the swimmer. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend Pumpkin Splash.
And then the Turkey Triathlon. What's that? So I mean, it's not a turkey trot, something else. It's something indoors, is that right?
Yeah, it would be an indoor triathlon. Mm-hmm. So that people can get their exercise. And if they are triathletes or anything like that, it's a good way to train. Another great program. So Kayla McNeese, of course, these are, Pittsfield programs, and obviously Bennington has some different ones to offer as well. But Kayla McNeese is always coming up with, she's our branch director. She's always coming up with creative ways to engage people. Mm-hmm. And, the triathlons, they've done them in the past. They've been successful. Actually, one of our board members from Greylock Federal Credit Union, Chris Berry, he actually has taken part in them in the past, and we actually just brought him on the board a few months ago. So mm-hmm. Another great way to get a sweat in, and mm-hmm. if you are into triathlons, otherwise start training and come in for it
and work off that turkey.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
So another event that's coming up pretty soon, I think it's October 14th, it's called Try the Y. So is that just an opportunity to kind of come in and check it out? What's that about?
Yeah, it's if you're not a member, mm-hmm. You can come in and try the different components of, mm-hmm. of the Ys that we serve, mm-hmm. And see if it's a fit for you.
Mm-hmm. I like the name, Try the Why.
It's great.
You could also go with, why not?
Right. Yeah. The why not.
Pose it as a question. Why not? So we talked about membership. And that's one way, obviously, that people can support the why by being members, of course, right? What's another way that people can support the why for, you know, to make sure that, that you're meeting your mission and doing the programming that, that you want to provide to the community?
Yeah, they're... You know, I think that's a great question. You know, and something that, you know, we're actually trying to improve upon, you know, asking our own community for help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we, as I mentioned before, we can't do everything, although we want to. You know, so you can obviously volunteer. You know, we do youth sports, so volunteerism runs those types of initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're looking to get involved in that way, you can volunteer to coach some youth sports. You can certainly obviously donate to our organization. It's going to benefit someone from a scholarship standpoint in our community.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually hoping to revamp our annual campaign to add a few things to it as well. You can do part-time for us. You know, obviously that's a big help, both at membership, in childcare. If you're a, you know, fitness instructor, if you're a, anything, we can give you work.
Mm-hmm.
That's super helpful. And then, you know, if you're another nonprofit and you're looking to do programming and feel like you might need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly reach out to us and we'll see if it's a good fit from a program perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's lots of ways that you can support.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So again, I just want to circle back, about what month this is, which is September, which is the Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And, just want to remind people about the resources out there. Number one is 988, which is the national number. For people who, not just who are in a crisis, it can be anybody who is just looking to talk and vent a little bit, or looking to get some advice on how to help themselves or help somebody else. It can literally be a call for a friend. So 988, national number, great resource. Locally, we've got the Breen Center. That's 800-252-0227, and that's for the Breen Center Crisis Center, which is located. They have a 24/7 walk-in clinic on Fenn Street. So do take advantage of that if need be. So the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention, which I'm a part of, one of the things that we can do for the community is we offer a programming called Talk Saves Lives. We're actually going to be doing that up at the Y, right, Christian? We scheduled that with you and your staff in the near future.
Yep.
But Talk Saves Lives is a layman's version of what to look for, what the signs are of suicide, what to look for if you're concerned for somebody that might be at risk, and more importantly, what you can do if you are concerned about somebody who may be at risk. And it's about an hour-long program. So if you go to our website, berkshirecoalition.org, you can find information about that. You can reach out to us and request a presentation. We're happy to do it for your place of work, your organization, your church, you name it. Anywhere we can get an audience to get this message out, we're happy to do that. And just wanted to bring that up because this is September, the month in which we recognize suicide prevention. And also not to forget, this Saturday, 2 days from today, in the Common here in Pittsfield is the Out of Darkness Walk. That is the Suicide Prevention Walk put on by AFSP, and the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention is supporting that effort. So that starts at 10 a.m. If you can join us for the walk and the presentations beforehand, you can start a team, you can add to one of the teams, you can make a donation to one of the teams if you go to the website, afsp.org/Berkshire Walk, and you can see who has a team and who might who could benefit from your contribution. So, again, Christian, thank you for sharing your time here to talk about the why on this subject, too. And again, I know you recognize that because of your past work with the Breen and the work that you and I have done together with the Coalition and with the Breen Center in the past. So I appreciate that you're giving me a chance to kind of use some of your space
talk
about this.
I'm glad you did. I actually want to throw in a quick mention that it's, it's also Recovery Month.
Yeah, thank you.
For individuals who, have battled with substance use disorder. It's a horrible disease. Just glad that we've added sort resources in our communities to help people get through that. Mm-hmm. I've seen people going through it, have had, close family members who have battled with it. And it's another thing that if you think you're immune to it, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Being uplifting and positive to people, every day, my quote, even from Breen Center, that's in my email, everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be mm-hmm. kind always. It's still the catchphrase on my email. So just wanted to put a plug in for those individuals that were able to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, thank you for bringing that up as well.
Cool.
And obviously, the why part of your mission is that outreach and providing shelter.
It is. Yeah. We have, we're fortunate to partner with, it's now Berkshire Hathaway,
mm-hmm.
Used to be Berkshire Housing. And they do wonderful work keeping our tenants happy, safe, comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We have 44 residents that live above our building,
mm-hmm.
and above our spacious, I should say, on the third and fourth floors. And again, it's a great partnership. There are a lot of people that I've grown pretty close with that live in our residency. All very nice people,
mm-hmm.
Who, for a variety of different reasons have ended up with us, and we're fortunate to have them. They're I try to say this all the time. They're very important to our business model because, not just from like a financial perspective, but they're there and they're a part of it. And Kayla McNeese and her team, again, do a wonderful job helping to take care of those people. As an example, there was an individual in our that lives in our building that has TBI, traumatic brain injury,
mm-hmm.
and was having a hard time gathering his thoughts as he was talking to Kayla last week.
Mm-hmm.
She called an ambulance for him to make sure that he could get checked up and would be okay. So we're a place that you can get really good housing in the heart of Pittsfield, mm-hmm. and be well taken care of.
Yeah. So as we're wrapping up here, any important message you want to get across about the why or what's anything coming up?
Yeah. So, we're really focused on doing good work in our communities, no matter who you are. What you look like, we want you to come into our building. We want you to find something that makes you feel better, something that maybe you can even be passionate about. And all of our different programs contribute to, a more positive life.
Yeah.
Whether that's, I mentioned childcare and school age. We mentioned the pool. We mentioned basketball court. We mentioned the track.
Right.
We have an auditorium that people can exercise in. We also have a family reunification program, which runs through, DCF and probate.
Right.
And we're able to help families become whole again. So
yeah, there's so many different programs that you offer. So I appreciate you being here. Thank you for taking your morning to
You're
come
welcome.
In here.
This was awesome.
And so listen, everybody, enjoy this day. Thank you, Christian, for being here talking about the why. Everybody out there listening, enjoy your day. We here at WTBR appreciate that you have tuned into us for the morning drive this morning, and we hope that you'll join us every morning. And on that, we'll go out with a little YMCA.
Yes. I wouldn't have it any other way. Can we...